live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to get into here today. Two guests will be appearing on the show. We're going to be joined in about 20 minutes by Dave Meltzer. We'll be talking the top stories in the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, some of which will be a preview of this, the biggest UFC weekend perhaps in history. There are shows tonight, there are shows tomorrow, and there is a show on Saturday. Saturday, of course, being Aldo versus McGregor, one of the big fights of the year for UFC. Will be very difficult for this show to beat the buy rate for the Ronda Rousey-Holly Holm show, which is still currently trending as the third biggest UFC pay-per-view number in history. Aldo McGregor, however, there are rumors of a $10 million gate in Vegas, which would break the Vegas record by millions of dollars. A lot of talk about both fighters. This is the first chance they will be, this will be the first time that either of them will be competing in a fight where IVs are not allowed. Both are large for the weight class. They cut a lot of weight. They've done a lot of rehydrating. Saw a picture of Conor McGregor. He is already ripped to shreds. So I guess that would indicate that he will have a much easier time than Jose Aldo. But who knows? We'll find out when the weigh-ins take place tomorrow. Also, in the second interview segment of the show, in about 40 minutes, a very special guest will be on the program. I don't like to jinx things, so I'm not going to say anything yet, but I think you will be happily surprised by who is appearing on the show here today. The latest news, Mike Sempervivi, and so much more. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gig for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1716 72 1818. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. No calls today, so don't bother trying. We don't have enough time. Going to go over the news in this opening segment here today, and then Dave Meltzer will be joining us, and then a very special guest here today. I will give you a hint. This person is competing at the WWN Shine 31 show this coming Friday at the Orpheum. There are a number of stars working the show, including the current Shine champion, Santana. Also, Allison Kay, Jessica Havoc, Mia Yim, Leva Bates, Leah Von Dutch, Amber Gallows, etc., etc. Somebody from that promotion is going to be joining us on the show in about 40 minutes. Now, we talk all the time about how much Raw sucks. My goal with this program is never to bore the listeners. So, instead of talking about how Raw sucks, let's talk about some stuff today that's awesome. And I'm not even talking about the cards for the UFC event this weekend. If you go to Facebook, and listen to me, you got to go to Facebook because originally, I just did a Google search, and I found a whole bunch of fan-made trailers. Nothing against any of these trailers. In fact, I've seen some fan-made trailers that are awesome. However, if you go to Facebook, and you go to the Lucha Underground Facebook page, there is a 2-minute and 30-second trailer for Lucha Underground Season 2. If this trailer doesn't make you almost as excited as the trailer for Star Wars, I don't know what to tell you. This trailer is awesome. They're so high budget that I believe they even, and I don't know this for sure, so I don't want to see this on any secondary websites, but it sounds to me like the voiceover guy at the end of the episode is Johnny Depp, of all people. They've got highlights from the last season. They have what appears to be new footage of the new season. This looks so awesome. Have you seen this yet, Mike?
I have not, but now I really want to see
it. Oh, man. In fact, you can also, the first, it wasn't a fan-made trailer, but the first supposed trailer for Lucha Underground Season 2 that I saw was actually the last 5 minutes of the final episode of Season 1, where they do that video package, which is basically a preview of the second season. And keep in mind, they put this together before they knew there was going to be a season two. This video is great. And for those of you that have El Rey, as we noted a couple of days ago, they're going to be doing some big time, what do they call it? The
promotion?
No, the episode after episode after episode.
The marathon.
The marathon. Thank
you. As a promotion for the show.
That's right. They're doing a 40 episode marathon. Over 24 straight hours of Lucha Underground. So if you did not see Season 1, this will be your chance.
So 2 days, 39 episodes, 40 hours.
That's right. It's crazy. So check out Lucha Underground, everybody. Season 1 was so awesome.
Yeah, it's I gushed over it. Lots of people gushed over it. Some people didn't. Some people had problems with it. I had
Well, we have Raw for those people then. Have fun.
There were some things I liked a lot, and there were some things I didn't like. Those have been talked about ad nauseum, and we will probably talk about them again. Ad Nauseam 2 as season 2 begins. But if somehow, some way you did miss this thing and have heard anything at all about it, you probably owe it to yourself, if you have the ability to watch 2 or 3 episodes. Maybe, you know, try to watch more than one. Try to watch more than one in a row, because of the nature of the program and the dramatic aspect of it. You kind of would, you do yourself a favor too. So I would say give it a shot, you know, and watch more than one, because if you have never seen it before and are thinking of it as a traditional wrestling show, it's going to be very jarring. The production is high, but so is the dramatic content as well, too. And you got to remember, it is a show that's based in Lucha Libre. It's not based in American pro wrestling. There's a lot of guys you're going to know. There's going to be a lot of things that are familiar to you, but still, it's still a Lucha product first and foremost. So I think it was worth the hype. I am incredibly happy it's back for a second, and will probably be a third season as well, too. And hopefully this thing does catch on with as many of the masses as possible to keep going.
Literally the only thing I did not like about Lucha Underground was the man-on-woman violence. Yep. And it's not even man-on-woman matches, because there's a way to do a man-versus-woman match. In fact, I am the biggest advocate, I think, in the world for somehow setting up a Ric Flair versus Sweet Soraya to play into this Paige versus Charlotte angle, which, by the way, will never happen. But I think it would be awesome. This was not a man versus woman match. This would be men beating the hell out of women. Like Big Rick destroying Sexy Star. This was no buys. But other than that, I loved pretty much everything about that show.
Yeah, and I didn't like it at all. And I guess there is a... You know, if you do go into this thing with a cartoonish mentality of, if you think of it as a comic book, as a pulp comic book, I guess you could try to explain it away that way. It's, for me, I'm too old and I'm still looking at this as a wrestling product first and foremost. So it is hard for me to detach and see that. But I guess that there are a lot of people out there that look at this through a more of a, you know, movie or a serial TV show sort of thing that doesn't have a problem with it. But that's the one big thing out of the show that I thought was a negative and that I'm still not come around to, and I probably never will.
I'm older than you, Mike. I love this show. Everyone, don't get old, everybody. That's my elderly wisdom to all of you youngsters out there. By the way, speaking of other things that are better than Raw, I watched Breaking Ground last night, the show from this Monday, and this show is interesting because they're very, very clearly trying to groom certain guys for main roster stardom. One of them is Jason Jordan. And it's funny because the show itself, on the show, they talk about how Jason Jordan had no charisma, and they claim he was on the chopping block until they found Chad Gable, and they put them together, and away we go. The rest is history. But I don't want to say that this is how they feel, but this is how I think they feel when I watch the show. I think they feel that Chad Gable is only there to get Jason Jordan over enough where he can eventually be a big single star. It's amazing to watch. He was all over this show. They were trying so hard to make you care about Jason Jordan on the show. And nothing against the guy. I just think that Chad Gable is getting the shaft in some ways, just being a setup guy for Jason Jordan, when clearly, and this is no offense to Jason Jordan, but Chad Gable is the life of this team right now. That's number one. They're very clearly trying to get Baron Corbin over. I mean, Baron Corbin has been a focus of every single show. Every single show he is a focused on character, more so than anybody else. And the main event, if you want to call it that, is they're building up Carmella throughout the show. She's wanting to get to the main roster. She's trying so hard. She's best friends with Bayley. She literally cries at the mere thought that someday Bayley will be called up to the main roster and they'll be split up. She's so sad at this idea. And they're playing it up about how she's on her way, she's on a roll, everything's great. And then in the final 5, 15, 20 seconds of the show, there's a clip of her wrestling Eva Marie, who, remember, Eva Marie is hated by the NXT faithful. They hate her. Eva Marie is having a match. She goes to do a big boot to Carmella's head, and she boots this girl so hard in the head that she gives Carmella a concussion, and they have to stop the match. They call out all of the medical people, and again, yes, part of this is trying to get over Carmella's character, but there's also the part of it of Eva Marie sucks, and you should hate her when she shows up on NXT. This is a very clever show, but unfortunately, we're out of time to talk about it. Have you seen it yet, Mike?
I've seen little parts of it.
You got to watch the Waverly Hills tour, the haunted sanitarium that everybody has to go on as well. Back in a moment with Dave Meltzer, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike Sempervivi, Brian Alvarez, and Dave Meltzer here on Wrestling Observer Live. A lot of stuff to talk about, Dave. This is a huge weekend for UFC. And what I wanted to do here, since this is also the top story in this week's new Wrestling Observer newsletter, available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll also tell you at the end how to get it delivered to your door. The big main event matches for the next 3 days. I wanted to get your thoughts on some of them. Tonight, obviously, is the Paige Van Zandt-Rose Namajunas fight in the main event. And how do you think this one's going to go?
It's a tough one because, obviously, Paige is put in there to win. because she's the marketable one. But she was supposed to fight Joanne Calderwood. Joanne Calderwood got hurt. There was kind of nobody there except for Rose that was kind of going to be available on that time. And Rose, you know, Rose went to the finals of the strawweight tournament. When there was a 16-woman tournament, she went to the finals. And, you know, she lost to Carla Esparza. And she hasn't lost since. So she's a much higher-level fighter than anyone that Paige has fought. And when you got someone on the way up who's, you know, a scrambler and, you know, you just don't know what happens when you up their competition level. So it's a tough one to call. Obviously, Paige is the star of the fight, and I think that she's the better wrestler. And if she can implement the wrestling game, I think she wins. I don't think that she's going to win a striking battle. So the name of the game is, can she get her takedowns? And I think I'm going to favor her because I think that she fights at a really fast pace. And I don't know that, hardly anyone in that division, you know, can fight at that pace. The key against Paige is the ability to keep the fight standing, in which case, if you got a good striker, you're going to beat her every time at this stage. But I don't know that Rose can block the takedowns. Rose does have some submissions, but I think that Paige is probably versed enough to avoid them. She's in a good camp. So I'm going to go with Paige by decision, but that one could go either way.
Sage Northcutt and Cody Pfister.
Well, obviously Cody Pfister's there to lose quickly, you know, so it should be Sage in the first or second round. He's on the same train as Paige. The difference is that you know, due to the bad luck, Paige is fighting someone much tougher than she probably should be at this stage, whereas Cody Pfister's exactly who Sage Northcutt should be fighting. So he's got a lot to lose, because if he loses to Cody Pfister, it really will derail him. Whereas if Paige VanZant loses to Rose and it's a close decision or it's a competitive fight, you know, I don't think that Paige VanZant is someone who needs to win every fight to be a star. But Sage may not need to win every fight, but he definitely needs to win this one. If he loses to Cody Pfister, people will just write him off as like a pretender. So he desperately needs a win, and he's like a heavy, heavy favorite, and he should win.
Friday night on FS1, Frankie Edgar and Chad Mendez is the main event. Another very interesting fight. Who do you think is winning this one?
That's a tough one because they're both there's a lot of similarities in the sense they both come from wrestling backgrounds. Chad Mendez is a better wrestler as far as the sport of wrestling goes, but the sport of wrestling is a 7-minute sport, and a UFC main event is a 25-minute fight. So there's a big difference in stamina. Plays way, way, way more of a factor. We've seen Frankie Edgar. He can go the distance. Mendez has gone the distance as well. He's also had trouble sometimes later in fights, more than Edgar. Edgar kind of grows on you. Edgar gets stronger. Mendez gets weaker. So I think the key to this fight, I actually feel this is somewhat similar to the Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard series of fights, in the sense that I think that Chad's a hard hitter and a good wrestler, and if he clocks Frankie early, he better put him away, because if he doesn't put him away, I really see that Frankie getting real strong in rounds 4 and 5, and maybe 3. So I think that's kind of the deal there. You know, it's tough. The other thing is that Frankie's taking more damage and he's older, so that gives Chad a little bit of an advantage, and Chad's got to be motivated coming off of that loss. But Frankie's a great fighter, and Frankie doesn't lose easy. I actually think this is going to be a hell of a fight, and I don't know. I don't know. My head sorts. I go back and forth on this one, because I don't know that. Chad has to put him away to beat him, I think, hurt him, or he's going to have to get to him early. Because if he doesn't get to him early, I think Edgar takes the decision.
We've also got on Saturday the top two fights: Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo Jr. Aldo going in with an 18-fight undefeated streak. He actually began his streak 2 years before Conor McGregor even started fighting professionally. Yet, in the odds, Conor McGregor is the favorite. What do you think happens here?
Styles make fights. It's a lefty with good movement. Conor McGregor has a stylistically better shot than most because he's a good stand-up fighter. I think that if it turns into a grappling match, I think that Aldo will win. I think Aldo will not turn it into a grappling match. So this whole fight depends on Aldo's ability to land the leg kicks early, soften McGregor up, slow him down. And if he does that, I think he wins the fight. If not, if he doesn't land the leg kicks and McGregor can stay out of the way and use his movement, McGregor's got such a great stand-up variety of moves that come from nowhere, especially those kicks. And that's the style, I think, that might be able to give Aldo a lot of trouble. I actually see, again, this is what I'm going back and forth on, because I my rule of thumb is you never bet against Aldo and you never bet against John Jones. But stylistically, McGregor really, really could win this. I mean, Aldo's more tested, but I mean, I look at that, those kicks and everything, and if you know, if Aldo can take out the legs early, those kicks won't mean as much, and he won't be able to spin, and he won't have the speed. But if he can't, I actually see McGregor finishing him pretty quick, if he can stay out of the way of the leg kicks.
And also, we have Weidman and Rockhold for the middleweight title.
That's another tough one. There's a lot of variables here. Weidman's a lot smaller.
You know, in the last week, played. I've asked more and more people, and a lot of them are picking Weidman this week.
Weidman's the favorite. I mean, he's the one under he's the one who's more tested. He's been in tougher fights, and he's mentally, you know, in winning a tough fight. Rockhold's bigger, but Weidman's strong. I don't know that the weight difference will mean that Rockhold will be able to throw him around. I think Rockhold's probably going to go in with about a 10 to 13 pound weight edge in the cage, and he's taller. He's got the body kicks. Question is the nerves, and just don't know. I am kind of favoring Rockhold right now, slightly, but the way I see the fight playing out, I just see him connecting with those body kicks. But if Weidman gets him down, I mean, I don't know that he finishes him on the ground. Rockhold's really good on the ground. He's going to be difficult to finish. In a five-round fight, I think, in theory, the later rounds, based on how I've seen both guys go five, I think that the later rounds favor Rockhold. But maybe this is a new Chris Weidman, 13 pounds lighter. It's everything's different. Maybe he's going to be quicker. Maybe he's going to have more stamina. Maybe he's not going to be as strong as he was, and that'll work against him. I don't know. When you're the champion and you've had a successful formula, which is going in at 205 plus in these fights, and now you're going in at 189 to 190, you're messing with a winning formula. Maybe he's going to be better. I've seen guys go in there, and, you know, when you're lighter, you feel faster, and you feel like you got more stamina. But a lot of guys I've seen go in lighter with that mentality, and they're all really confident because now I just feel better because I'm lighter. But they go in there, and then they get muscled. I don't know that that'll happen because Weidman's unusually strong for his size, so maybe it will work for him. Then again, maybe he'll go in there, and with a lighter weight, he won't be able to out-muscle Rockhold for the takedowns, which is part of his game. And if he starts failing on takedowns and starts getting nailed with body kicks, he's going to be in trouble. In a war, you know, Luke Rockhold is completely untested in a war. He's in fights that he's dominating, he dominates. In fights that he's winning the whole fight, he wins. I've never seen him in a back-and-forth war. I've seen Chris Weidman in wars, and he's always won. So if it turns into a back-and-forth war and who's just going to be tougher, that goes to Weidman.
And very quickly here before we go, Jacare versus Yoel Romero. This fight sounds exciting.
Yeah, it'll probably be tremendous. But all these fights, the Mendez and Edgar fight.
They all look great.
The Mendez-Edgar fight looks like it's going to be a great fight. Weidman and Rockhold will probably be a great fight. Yeah, there's going to be, and these are very difficult ones to pick. Jacare and Romero, I think we're going to know pretty quick as far as what's going to happen. They both have knockout power. So as far as that goes, I think that Sosa's quicker. Sosa's got, the thing on this one, and I think this is what favors Sosa, is that if Romero gets in trouble, he can take anyone down. Sosa's a guy who, if he takes him down, he might be in a world of trouble with, because it's one thing to be an Olympic medalist, and that'll give you the, you know, it's like Sosa's probably going to have a difficult time taking him down and getting it to the ground if he wants to beat him with the jiu-jitsu. If Sosa's stand-up isn't working, then he's in trouble. If Romero's stand-up isn't working and he takes him down, then he's going into Sosa's world. So, and I think that Sosa is quicker on his. The one thing is he's quicker. The big variable is both, for both these guys is, and in this discussion, and it's not just I'm picking on these two guys. Okay, it's because every single fighter that's big on this show that has always used an IV, and that would mean for I don't know if that means Chad Mendez. I don't think it means Edgar.
Actually, Dave, Ronda, we're right up against a break.
It doesn't matter because his weight's so low. But these two guys, and McGregor and Aldo, it's a different world fighting without the IV. You're cutting.
Okay, we actually have to head to break, but stand by, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very quickly, if you enjoyed Dave in the last segment, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. It is part of your subscription. You also get full access to hundreds of back issues of the newsletter. If you'd like hard copies delivered to your door, $12 for four issues, P.O. Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009. I almost gave my own P.O. Box. Very happy today to be joined by Leva Bates, a.k.a. Blue Pants, in NXT. She's going to be working the Shine 31 show Friday at the Orpheum, Ybor City, Florida. tons of great women's wrestlers on that show. Leva, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
Or should I call you Pants?
Mrs. Pants.
Miss Pants.
Mrs. Leva Pants? What? I don't
know.
Is
there a Mr. Pants that I'm unaware of?
No. No pants.
All right.
No.
Listen, we're going to talk about Shine, but obviously everybody watches NXT and they've seen this blue pants phenomenon. How did this all begin? Were you just in as enhancement, and since they did the old deal where we cannot mention someone's name, everyone just chose a name for you and away we go?
Pretty much, for the most part, yeah. I got called in to just basically be an enhancement talent. But it was kind of different instead of me just going out with the rest and not having a name or anything. They started doing, actually with me, I was one of the first they did entrance with because they were already out first. And so a cast had a tag match. It never really happened. So they're like, oh, well, we have all this extra time. So Melody, do you want to wrestle? Saw a girl blue pants. Come on down. And the audience went with it. Like, I had cast singing the Price is Right theme. I was embracing the pants. The audience half knew me, half just thought it was funny that I was a girl with the blue pants. And I started chanting blue pants. And that's literally where the name blue pants came from. So I got called for the second time. You're going to see, all right, well, this is a one-time thing. Will she get chants the second time? We'll see. And they brought me back, and they actually called me blue pants. Just to see, because I didn't really have a name. They never called me anything else except for the girl in the blue pants. So they just kind of went with it. And that's pretty much how it happened. And, like, literally before I even came out the second time, they started chanting blue pants, blue pants. So it was, yeah. That's what I'm known as, blue pants.
It's kind of funny because if you were on the WWE main roster and something like this happened, I don't think that they would go with this. I don't think that they normally like when something that they did not design gets over big. Sometimes they'll fight it, but in NXT, this got over, and now they want blue pants on all of these different shows. I mean, did they talk to you about it after the second appearance? Was it like, listen, this is getting over, so as long as you've got dates, we're going to want to bring you in and get this blue pants thing over, and I guess, do you have T-shirts now and everything?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I haven't really had, like, a conversation like, all right, well, here's where we're going in direction of blue pants. It's more like, hey, that was great. That was a lot of fun. They still love you. Are you possibly available next time? And I'm like, well, what's the date? That's kind of how it works. I mean, there's some shows I've been able to do, other shows I haven't. Some shows they didn't see before. It's just kind of, what are they doing right now on the show? Is there a spot for me? It's pretty much kind of all up in the air. Like, really, the life of blue pants is pure chaos. I never know what's happening from one week to the next.
Now, what's the story in your last appearance? You had similar, I don't even know if I can call it music, your entrance theme seemed to be different yet almost the same. It was originally Cass singing it, and it seemed like it was different this time. Did something change?
Yeah, it's completely different version of music. I guess after a while, they decided to change it up. They didn't really tell me why they changed it. They're just like, oh, hey, got new music. You want to go listen to it and come down to practice your entrance? Oh, okay, different. Okay.
Different, but very similar.
I don't ask questions. Yeah, I don't ask questions. It's like, all right, cool, thank you. And then I just go with it. So,
now, when
reason, I guess they were like, hey, we're going to give you an enhancement. Music. That's pretty nice. Like, oh, hey.
You had made...
That's cool.
You had made a name for yourself as Leva Bates, and then you end up on NXT, and all of a sudden, everybody loves blue pants. And obviously, you're still taking many independent dates. You work at the Shine Show this weekend. Do you go to shows now, and people are starting to want to see blue pants and not Leva Bates? Has that happened?
No, there's some bookings I get based on blue pants purely. Others, they want the cosplay. They want the, we don't know what to get, you know. It's both, honestly. And even if they don't know my name, they know me as, oh, the girl with blue pants. Hold on for a second. All right, sorry. My phone's, like, buzzing every few seconds, and I apologize. I'm trying to turn that off.
See, that's what happens when you appear on this show. You just blow up to even bigger degrees.
Everyone's calling to just say. So, it says here that you were trained by the Dudleys, Team 3D. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How did you get a hold of them? I guess tell us about how you got your start in pro wrestling. What made you decide, I am going to be a wrestler?
I pretty much am a performer all the time. I was working at Universal Studios, and TNA was being filmed every other week here. So I'm a huge fan of wrestling, so I would go and watch the shows. And they just became friends with a lot of the guys who were training. And they were like, well, if you do stunts, you dance, you act, you have a degree in all of this, why don't you go into wrestling if you love it so much? And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. You go to school. There's wrestling schools, and that's how you learn. Oh, I didn't know about that. I wish I would have known later on in life, you know, or earlier in life, you know. But instead, I went to university. I went to university, got a double major, started doing audit and acting jobs all over the country, and then just came to Orlando, and that's kind of how it happened. I went with them the next day to the wrestling school, and I was going to just do a managing thing. Because, again, it was like, well, I'm an actor. I don't know if I can really cut it to be a wrestler. Let me do it this way. By the end of the day, they're like, nope, you're not a manager. You're an actor. I mean, you're a wrestler. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's kind of happened. The first school I went to was called FXC. It was ran by A.J. Gallant, Matt Bentley, and Devon Dudley. And then Devon decided to have his own school with Bubba, and Bubba was going to do it right, because that's, you know, how Bubba is. And so they opened up their own school, the Team 3D Academy, and then I just kind of went with him. You've got to learn from someone. You want to learn from someone who's been everywhere and done everything. And so that's kind of what I did. I went with them, and then pretty much been with them ever since. I still go to school a lot of times when I can. I mean, my schedule kind of keeps me from going every day or every week, but if I have questions, I'll go and ask, you know, Bubba or Devon, like, hey, this is happening in my life. What should I do? Or, you know, hey, this is what they put in front of me. Do I find this? Do I not? You know, stuff like that. And plus, if I want to work on anything, like try something new, it's the easiest and safest place to go, honestly, to keep working and keep learning, really. You can always learn.
So this weekend is the Shine Show, and tell everybody what you're going to be doing on this weekend's show at the Orpheum, Ybor City, Florida, Friday night.
It's the tournament. It's a tag team tournament, so it's another one of those. The last tag team tournament, Mia Yim and I, as the Lucha Sisters, went all the way and won it. So that's pretty much the plan for this Shine, is to do the same thing, because that's what we do. We kick ass in tournaments. So we are, I think we're facing Legendary the first round. Who else is in the tournament? Better Than You and the Buddy System are the other teams involved. And then the winner of those moves on to the finals. So keeping our fingers crossed. But I mean, come on. Lucha Sisters, what we do.
Is it true that right now you're at Universal Studios and you're getting ready to perform?
Actually, yeah, I have a stunt show at 4:30.
How about that? Tell everybody
I'm actually half in costume right now.
I can hear all of this going on, and my mind told me she must be at Universal Studios about to do a performance. And I got an email earlier. Tell everybody about this performance you're going to be doing. How often do you do these performances? How often do you wrestle? Give us an idea of your schedule.
I'm a full-time contract here at Universal Studios, so that means I have to work at least 4 days a week. Normally, it's Monday through Thursday for the most part, unless I have to pick up, you know, random shifts on Thursday, you know, maybe a performance in there or something. but for the most part, I'm here. And then wrestling is always on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, whether I have to travel and wrestle or local and wrestle. But pretty much, yeah, the weekends are what I keep for all of that, traveling and wrestling. And then I come back, literally land on Sunday night, so Monday morning, and I go straight to work usually. And my work is pretty much, I do several shows here. I'm doing this in-depth butt show today. I also do the Terminator 2 3D show. I also, main thing I do is the Superstar Parade, where it's a dance show mixed in with parades and mean greets and pictures and kids, and everyone's happy. And then I also do All the Places You Will Go. It's a Seuss character dance show as well. So I do all of those.
So essentially living the life here is a performer.
Pretty much. I am a self-sustaining performer. That's kind of one of my main goals in life, was to be able to completely make a living by doing nothing but performing. And that's pretty much what I'm doing right now. Whether I'm at Universal or getting gigs outside of Universal or doing wrestling, pretty much that's how I make a living. No extra job. My extra job is performing. So that's kind of cool.
Now,
a lot of fun.
As a person whose job, I mean, I would say, does it not concern you to do wrestling where you might get hurt and it would affect your performing? But you could also just say, doesn't it concern you that you could get hurt doing stunt work, which might hurt your wrestling? You're in a very high-risk job right here. Has there ever been a time where something has gone wrong, you got hurt either in one or the other, and it's sort of like, man, I can't do anything?
Knock on wood, it hasn't been to that point. Like, when I broke my nose in July at WSU, I was still able to perform all my shows here at Universal Studios because it was a fracture, so it wasn't like my nose was completely, like, all bandaged up. And plus, a lot of my roles, I'm either wearing the costume so you don't see my nose, or I'm evil. So it kind of worked out. The crooked nose works, or the swollen nose works for it. So, like, even, like, for the role I do in Sinbad, it works out fine because the amount of makeup I have to wear, it's not a problem. Doing Sinbad, I actually cut a good chunk of my finger doing a sword fight once. The other girl swore, basically sliced the skin completely off my knuckle, and I had to go and get it, like, all glued back together at the hospital. That affected a few things, but honestly, like, even with wrestling, I just kind of...
All right, actually, leave a standby. We got to head to a break right here. We'll be back in just a moment with more, everybody. Observe Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Leva Bates, a.k.a. Blue Pants, is on today. She'll be working Shine 31 Friday, December 11, 9 p.m. at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida, tag team tournament. And Leva, before we wrap it up here today, let's get some social media plugs out there.
Awesome. I do Twitter. That's the most used. It's at Wrestling Leva, all one word. Same name for Instagram. I'm very visual. I also have my own YouTube show called The Geek Soapbox, where we sound off all things geeky. So follow that on all social media, which is Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Wrestling Leva on Twitch. And Leva Bates, the official FB page on Facebook. I think that covers most of it.
All right. Well, Leva, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. And best of luck with your performance in a half hour, as well as Shine 31 this coming weekend. Really appreciate it. And, of course, we're out of time here for today, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow with a brand new show. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. As well as Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. This Sunday will be our WWE TLC pay-per-view pre-show. It is TLC this Sunday. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Don't forget, later on today, Dave Meltzer and I actually are going to be back. Magnus is going to be our guest on Wrestling Observer Radio. We're going to talk to him about his new fitness book, everybody. Also, the Brian and Vinny show tonight. We'll be reviewing NXT as well as Raw from Monday. So a lot of stuff coming up. Check it out if you're a subscriber, WrestlingObserver.com. And if you're not a subscriber, sign up. You won't regret it. Back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Byline, all of you, the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.